You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
How do you use this thing? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Good morning. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. This is Christopher DeSimone, back from a relaxing vacation of a few days. I know I lied to you on Thursday and said I was going to. I didn't really lie to you. I added a vacation on after doing the second day of the Conover diversion program with
her. You did so well.
I was so traumatized with spending time with Laura Conover that I had to go on vacation. I mean, there's only so many times. We're having lunch on Friday, and the only time I can say social justice and all the power words. It was like having lunch with Zach Ensor, but it was just more hard liberal kind of
social justice. Sounds like it took a lot of your bandwidth.
Oh, thank you very much. We said we're going to start using that more after. That's another one of those Zachisms that instead of using the word time, if you say, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough bandwidth, bro. I don't have enough bandwidth. There's so much stuff that happened since I left.
Yeah. Wow. Huh?
And before I get there, thanks to Sean and BBG for filling in on Friday for me. I called in the first part of the show real quick. And then because I wanted to thank everyone for making an amazing night with Sheriff Mark Lamb happen on Thursday. That was amazeballs, I think is the proper phrasing for that. And then listening to Malta Joe on Food Friday talking about how he had to put one past the five families of Malta basically they were going to kill him if he started making sweet pastitsi, but by calling it pastitsi he was getting in trouble.
We're concerned that you're breaking tradition, Giuseppe.
Right, and so what happened was he had to change it to Minitzi. And all of a sudden these guys go, oh, yeah, that's real good. That's not even close to Pastitzi. All right, take the order to whack Malta Joe, and he's okay.
He's all right.
Tell Moose and Rocco we don't have to strangle his you-know-what while he's at the Pastitzi machine. Wow. Down at the Malta Dome.
Not a machine. It's his hands. That's the machine.
Can't wait to get my hands in that dough, Jerry. So that was fun listening to Malta Joe.
Minitzis were tasty. Minitzi is a plural of itself. It is singular and plural, and they were delicious.
Well, and thanks for Mark was doing Burt Lancaster films, and sound like they did just fine, especially the day after the Trump verdict.
Sure.
Now, Dr. Joanne's going to be here at 7:07. Yesterday, of course, we did our best ofs. And that was partly part of my vacation, and also gave Matt Neely a day to recharge. So I'm not expecting Matt. We're not excusing any half-assing by Neely this week because he's been rested, right? This kid's at peak form right now. He's like Simone Biles winning her ninth national championship of gymnastics. That's where Neely is right now. Simone Biles. He has to be just as flexible and just as athletic to do this job. So we're ready to go. We're going to talk about... So anyway, Joanne at the second hour, third hour. Basically, Arizona's one of his longest concert promoters in, I don't know, Arizona history, possibly. Danny Zaliska will be on the show with me and Dave Slavin. Danny is celebrating 50 years of promoting concerts. The one thing, I've never met Danny, but the one thing I know about Danny, he has a beautiful sweet spot for, I don't know, progressive rock? Yes. So anyway, looking forward to Danny making his debut on the show in the third hour. So it's going to be rocking. We're going to get to a couple of things I have about the Trump verdict for both sides of the struggle before this hour is over. And there's this a zillion local stories. They just sent me the Sharon Bronson op-ed that came out today that said, I regret endorsing Conover in the first place. Democrats should be voting for Jetty. I just got that. That's a spicy one. So after... my horrific diversion experience on Friday, I did go up for a few days up to Pine Top, stayed at a buddy's place. It was just beautiful up there. And you find out over the years, you know, if you're not cooking it at the house, what are a couple of places to go? Which ones don't go to? Overrated. Charlie Clark's. I didn't say that. And but I did find this place called An Italian Lady in Pine Top, and she's right on the highway, and she's only open 4 days a week, Wednesday through Saturday for lunch, 10 to 2. That's it. Have a nice day. She's got a little shack where she's making killer Italian sandwiches on really good bread, and then her buddy has a cannoli bar outside where she has a little refrigerator with traditional coconut cream or lemon cream, and she hand-fills your cannoli to order and then dips the ends in whatever you want. So we started off with a traditional, you know, with crushed pistachios on one side, mini chocolate chips on the other, and we did it up hard. It was... So she's very good. Very, and you're sitting in the trees. It was a little breeze going. It was like an Italian Lady in Pine Top commercial when we first got in the town on Friday. So, just needed a little change of pace, a little change of scenery, and did it up. Remember, so we're celebrating two things. Taylor Davidson got this in my brain. We call it freedom season. All right, freedom season. Be patriotic. It's Memorial Day, D-Day coming up on Thursday. We have June 14th, it's Flag Day. Then we have, of course, Juneteenth, where the Republicans freed the slaves of the Democrats. Different. And then, of course, finish it off strong on 4th of July. Freedom season. Get it into your vernacular. Ignore the other noise out there. Freedom season, baby. Freedom season. And then this Saturday, we're having a watch party at Union Public House for Seize the Gray, racing in the Belmont Stakes, trying to win a second Triple Crown jewel here. And race is about 3:45. I'll be there probably 2:30-ish. So please join us. Grant's going to drop the big screen from the in front of the flag there. He's got a big screen that comes off of the out of the ceiling. So we're going to... with a little projection, as we like to say. So we'll be going full tilt for Seize the Gray. And I think it'd be fun if you had anything that was in the color of, I don't know, gray, you should wear it. I know I have gray pants. That's going to be happening. So anyway, 6:15 in the morning. We got to go to break. We're playing Big Don's playlist today. And... should be very, very fun. I actually met him coaching Little League years ago. He's become a friend, coaches soccer too. And Don used to own Big Don's Cafe on Oracle years ago.
Is that so?
You are correct. And so actually, if I remember, Rocco showed up one time with a Big Don's baseball cap. If there'd be a guy that had a Big Don's baseball cap, it'd be Rocco.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll start off with the old classic by Roland and the other guy. It's called Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
And so I think everybody will start ruling the world now.
Oh. Woo! Save the wakies from me singing, for God's sakes. I want to take a little bit of a deep dive into the Trump situation before it's over.
Absolutely.
And there's at Union when Mark Lamb first we're at Reforma when I first met him, there was a couple who heard us talking politics, and they were two, you know, old liberal Democrats who were celebrating the conviction of Donald Trump. So there's a lesson here for those people we're going to talk about. And then for my brothers and sisters who keep comparing this trial to the passion and crucifixion of Jesus Christ, slow your freaking rolls. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. 6:20 in the morning, we're playing Big Don's playlist. Just make sure you email us at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com, 18 songs. And you get to control the playlist of our humble little show here at Wake Up Tucson. That I know I called in, but that Mark Lamb event on Thursday, was rocking.
Yeah.
Great crowd. And he obviously is the adult in the room when it comes to that race. Obviously. Our friend Jose Borajero, who created the AZ People's Lobbyist website, he did a great breakdown of the online forum that the both of them did. And his take is so good because he summarizes what Carrie Lake brings to this thing. And all she talks about is was chosen by Trump to run because, quote, she trusts her. He trusts her. Hopefully she didn't secretly record Trump.
Good.
As a news person, she's seen what is wrong and has been at the forefront for the fight of electional integrity. Election. I can talk today. Election integrity. Also, Drew reminded me, if you remember, she's the one who likes to take pictures with drag queens, too. Carrie Lake, just want to let you know. And then takeaways from Lamb, hands-on experience, winning elections, running a large agency with a large budget, balancing budgets, knowing what to do, how to deal with government, understanding the rule of law, nearly two decades of fighting and reducing crime, and never flip-flop regarding core issues. That's about where you're at. So the Trump verdict came down, and I know he's raised, what, $200 million or some fat amount of money on this.
I heard three on Hewitt this morning.
Two, three, sir.
Three, sir. That's what I heard.
Let's $200 to $300 million since the verdict. Okay. Now, if you look at this whole thing, I mean, this is banana republic at its best. Okay. It's banana republic at its best or worst, I guess we would say. These people don't even know what they were voting on, the people on the jurors. If you look at the way they're explaining the relationship of the money between him and Cohen, in the end, if you look at it, it could be interpreted that Donald Trump, well, of course, he was tried for running for president again. But at the same time, if you look at it, he might have overpaid his taxes in this situation. So he got convicted of giving the state of New York too much of his money, just to let you know. Okay. If you look at the guy who's standing next to Alvin Bragg as he was doing his overly pious, the jurors of New York were the important, blah, blah, blah. These people don't even... Between this judge who was a train wreck, yes, he's a Biden supporter, but at the same time, all of his... That bizarre jury instructions that he gave...
That's just appeal bait. Is all that stuff is.
Correct. Correct. So there's a guy standing off to the side in that press conference named Matthew Colangelo. No, not the guy who owns the Suns. Well, I don't know if he's related. So remember, this guy in December of 2022 quit the DOJ. He was third in charge of the DOJ to take a huge pay cut and prestige cut to work at the DA's office under Alvin Bragg. Guess why? Just to work on this case. So when they say, oh, the Biden DOJ's got nothing to do with this, go hang out with Matthew Colangelo for a cup of coffee. Now remember, this is the town that you do not go to jail for beating up old ladies on the streets or beating up police officers, especially when you're not even a legal citizen with the rights of an American citizen. You can beat up cops and walk. But if you overpay your taxes in the state of New York, and you're running for president, I mean, the excitement of, of course they're going to put him in jail. I mean... This is so serious, they can't even tell you specifically what he did to get convicted for. I mean, that's what's...
Well, and the sad thing is... Oh, hang on a second.
That's okay. That's all right. It's okay.
I'll editorialize on this later, but... Well, they said that he committed the predicate of this whole thing was that he did some sort of a campaign finance violation.
Right.
Well, what was that? The FEC investigated it. They found nothing. So you predicate a crime, a felony on, and then they had to get it to rise to a felony because the statute of limitations was up on misdoing your books.
Right.
Right. So they had to kind of shoehorn it into a felony. Otherwise they couldn't have even brought the charge. So they say this felony is over, your campaign finance violation, but who has the jurisdiction over that? The FEC.
Correct.
The feds had the jurisdiction of it. So how in the hell is Donald Trump? He never got his due process in that, right? He never got due process for a campaign finance violation.
Correct. And I'm telling you, man, what are they going to do, right? All what they're going to try to do is, in the end, this just helps him win a presidency, right? In the end, the idea, if he's got to play his cards right. Right. And he has to talk. So we see that there's a huge amount of movement in people who formerly different groups that usually would maybe vote Democrat who are now jumping his way. Well, do you think, going through a sham trial and getting put into jail possibly? Do you think that makes those folks sympathize with Trump or not sympathize? The only people I see that are happy with this publicly are old liberal Democrats. That's what I see, right? And then what I also see is then, of course, if you're a Democrat and you're trying to opine on this, you should just shut your trap. Let me give you a perfect example. And Matt, we're gonna play that that clip I sent you in the next segment.
All right.
Okay. I see you punching your laptop over there, so I want to give you a little time. Senator Mark Kelly. Ox from Goonies, okay? Quote, "We're a country of laws and nobody's above the law. It's a sad day for our nation to see, for the first time, a former president convicted on criminal charges. I respect the independence of our justice system and the integrity of this trial." Back to... He's my picture on my Facebook today, Fletcher from Josie Wales. Don't blank down my back and tell me it's raining. Mark Kelly. That guy is... if there's a guy who has failed upwards, it's this guy. What a loser. Who's impressed by Mark Kelly? I'll tell you something. Absolutely no one is impressed with Mark Kelly. What a stiff. I mean, he's like a living weekend at Bernie's that somehow became a U.S. senator. He doesn't even show up anywhere in Arizona ever. Oh, I'm sorry. He was at the pro Hamas rally where they got broken in by the Hamas people.
opening the local headquarters.
Sorry, yeah. Local headquarters. All right, we're going to play Paul Scofield in A Man for All Seasons coming back for our brothers and sisters on the left who are jumping up and down in glee. Wake up. All right. Dan Shearer just texted me. I honestly thought I was the only person who had the Brady Bunch on his phone. Now I admit it. I love that song. Then I said, can I share that publicly? He said, sure, let me pack first. Not bad. Not bad. Let's see. The detail often overlooked in the Trump verdict is that the jury form left the underlying crime section verdict blank. Okay, from the jury from the left the underlying crime verdict of the verdict. Excuse me, I talk blank. I'm trying to read Bill's words. In other words, he was convicted of a conspiracy to commit a crime that no one can figure out what the crime was.
Yeah, and the judge said, the 12 of you don't have to agree on what the crime was that was committed.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't even have to agree on that.
And for it to be a crime, whatever he was doing has to lead to something else, and they never, that right. wasn't even in it.
Yeah.
So Thursday night we had this amazing Mark Lamb event, right? And he was walking in, and I met him in Reforma, and we're just talking in the middle. It was, you know, still 4 o'clock, four something, so it wasn't too busy. There was an older couple sitting there having, and they just heard me and Mark talking politics and things like that. And they was like, "Oh, we're here celebrating." They were there at Reforma celebrating the Trump conviction. Okay, I mean they were gleeful. I mean, here's the thing. I pray for people like that, and I'll tell you why. If this is what you have in your life to get glee from,
thank you.
You have a lot of issues, or your life is so shallow of meaningful experiences that this is where you're down to. This is for all of the lefty jackasses that are, quote, celebrating in glee. Now, it's so interesting. So I bought the book last year, and it has nothing to do with how much have you heard me talk about Trump trials on this show? Not much. A little bit. Right? Just a little bit. Like Otisville. It's just a little. It's a little town. Okay. I bought the play, the book, though, you know, that these are things written that like look like books, called A Man for All Seasons by Mr. Bolt. And very popular in the early 60s. I'm sure it was talking about Sir Thomas More, who became a Catholic saint, was canonized later, patron saint of lawyers. And he was the Chancellor of England. And, of course, Henry VIII was trying to figure out wives and wives that can deliver heirs. And he just, you know, St. Thomas More being a faithful Catholic, and also helped the king write. The king, Henry, was a smart cat. He actually wrote a book about the sacraments of the Catholic Church. But he wanted an heir, needed an heir, but, you know, Thomas wanted him to get the permission of the Pope to divorce his wife, so he could find another wife to give him an heir. So anyway, what happens is the powers that be around the king rile him up to a point in time that even though Thomas gave up the chancellorship, which basically you're kind of basically like second in command of England, you know, executing the will of the king, he gave it up, and he basically was quiet. He went back to his estate in Chelsea, and then basically... But they didn't want to leave that alone because his silence, supposedly, according to the powers that be, was an affront to the king. So anyway, they basically sham trial Thomas More. The writing in this is, just go watch the movie for all you who don't like the readings too much. Go watch, the movie is beautiful. Paul Scofield plays Thomas, and he is amazing, and it won the Oscar for this role. And it's a very faithful adaptation, line for line at some points, of the play. The play has an extra character in it and some extra really good dialogue. I wholeheartedly, you can get the book used at Bookman's for, I bet, $2, soft cover. $2! Well, the way things are going, make it $4. And so there's a scene where Thomas is sitting with his family. His daughter, who is very much like him, very studious, you know, he has that strong father-daughter relationship. His wife, who's kind of a firebrand, and then his daughter's fiance, Roper, William Roper, I believe, and he's kind of a hardcore, he's struggling with the Reformation and following Luther down that path, while, of course, Sir Thomas is the faithful Catholic. And they talk about... the law, if you don't follow the law, and basically it's called the devil speech, because Sir Thomas talks about how even the devil deserves a fair trial and following the law. So just this is for our lefties out there who are having champagne after the sham trial of Donald Trump. So let's that's a great song. I just want to tell everyone that. So here we go.
Arrest him.
For what?
He's dangerous.
For libel. He's a spy.
Father, that man's bad.
There's no law against that.
There is God's law.
Then God can arrest him.
While you talk, he's gone.
And go he should if he were the devil himself until he broke the law.
So, now you give the devil benefit of law.
Yes, what would you do? Cut a great road through the law to get after the devil?
Yes. I'd cut down every law in England to do that.
Oh? And when the last law was down and the devil turned round on you, where would you hide, Roper? The law's all being flat. This country is planted thick with laws from coast to coast, man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down, and you're just the man to do it, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? Yes, I'd give the devil benefit of law for my own safety's sake.
There you go. Paul Scofield. Watch the movie. It's called A Man for All Seasons. You'll be much better for it. Now, remember, this is coming hot off of the McCarthy hearings, talking about sham trials and ruining people's lives.
Right.
Right. And improperly using government as a political weapon. Well, all you lefties, when you heard this speech, you were thinking of anyone who got blackballed in the McCarthy hearings. But now you've been so caught up in this cult of personality thing that Trump's the devil, right, that you're willing to just throw the law into the toilet. That is a horrible, dangerous place to be in for this country. Right? Even if you hate Donald Trump with all of your being, you should be disgusted by what went on in this trial or what didn't go on in this trial. You should be disgusted because even the person that you deem to be a tremendous super bastard deserves a fair trial and also, you know, a fair legal process, right? And also, you know, possibly charge people with things that are actually breaking the law. I'm just telling you that if you're sitting there as a Democrat, like these two morons were at Reforma, celebrating that trial and the outcome, you're in a really bad spot in your life. That this is the thing that gets you going. So now on the other side, I have seen Republicans on their Facebook page somehow comparing Donald Trump, his trial. I don't know what's going to happen on I know all the Democrats are dancing that they'd like to see him imprisoned, right? Comparing Donald Trump's trial to the passion and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You've lost your freaking gourds. Just stop it. You sound like jackasses. If you think that, then you're, even all you self-proclaimed Christians who are putting that crap on your Facebook page, you have no concept of what went on during the passion and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. None. I will also tell you that, remember, Donald Trump is a very imperfect person. And we're going to get to that part in a second. But remember, this comes from him cheating on his wife with a porn star. Slow your rolls with your horrible comparisons to Jesus Christ. Slow your freaking rolls. You sound like fools. All right? You sound like fools. Now, I get it why you're acting like this. Donald Trump has been the only person out there that seems to represent, who you feel has represented your frustration with your government over the last so many years. I get it. Get it. And you are willing to overlook a whole bunch of stuff about this guy because he's the only one who has any big presence that represents your frustration with your government. I get it. Get it. Got it. Let's go back to Big Mouth DeSimone in the 2016 election and said, When he won, I said, Donald, if he wins, Donald Trump is the spiritual love child of Barack Obama, John Boehner, Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer. I can just keep going through all the characters. Cocaine Mitch, all of them. I said that in 2016. And I said, if you send Donald Trump to the White House, it'll be like dropping an atomic bomb on 535 legislators in the Congress and the bureaucracy.
I think my buddy Frank Antonori also put it in a way that makes sense. He's like chemotherapy, and he's going to take out some of the good cells, but he's going right. to take out a lot of the bad cells, no, too.
It's true. You know? That's well said, Frank. So I get it. And you guys, because you're so frustrated with government, right? Even you're so frustrated with government that you're willing to overlook stuff that he did to you in 2020. You're so frustrated with government that he's, you know, we talk about vaccines and all this other stuff and also inflation. Donald Trump signed off on a truckload of the money that's causing inflation right now. Now, don't get me wrong. The inflation is about 90% Biden right now. Don't get me wrong. It's almost all Biden. But we're willing to forget that he cranked out all of that money and they're in the COVID year. And Operation Warp Speed, oh, it's so wonderful. Right? Here's the thing with Operation Warp Speed. If he won re-election, a bunch of you would have taken it because he would have told you, you got to go get it. He wouldn't have mandated you. I don't think he would ever mandate you.
I think that's where...
All right? Definitely. But he would have inspired a bunch of you to take that poison in your bodies. And then that bump stock ban was stupid also. So you guys are willing to overlook things about this guy. Right? There's certain keys about his character in this situation. You're right. He had an affair. What? I'm sorry. Don's wives aren't hot enough over the past. Is that what's going on? He's a little tired, little long in the tooth, right? Think about it. He had an affair with a porn star while he's married to another human being after that woman just had his fifth child or whatever it was. Just, I get it. He is, see, this is why DeSantis was the key, right? Is he would take that, all that frustration you have, and he has none of the Don's baggage. But this is where we're at. So the problem is, this is where we're at. This is where the voters have brought us. Yes, the 2020 election most likely because of a variety of different things in different states was probably stolen. I'm with you. I got you. But this is where we're at, right? So, but please, my Republican brothers and sisters who are comparing Donald Trump to Jesus and Christian martyrs and all this stuff, get a freaking grip. Please stop. Your ignorance in this is... You can make a lot of comparisons, but when you're like, oh no, he's just like Jesus, shut the hell up. Just shut up. So stupid. And the other thing is, I put this in, everyone's putting their flag upside down on their Facebook. You guys gonna work hard at this election?
There's where it manifests itself.
Are you? Are you going to actually go knock on doors on a 100-degree day? I don't know. Or are you going to do your upside-down flag? You know what we should do? We should get cars, put the word Trump on it, and get a big, long convoy of 18 cars going down Oracle Road, and we can go, hey, we got a great big convoy running through. Shut up. Are you going to work harder? Are you going to work harder? I doubt it. I've seen it before. You guys are so angry. Are you going to work harder? Are you gonna keep it, or is your working harder? Oh, that those Republicans that aren't Republicans enough. You have to defeat Democrats, my friends, to change seats of power. Right? So yes, we can have a discussion during primaries. Who's gonna win a general election? We need to win seats. Stop wasting my time with Carrie Lake and Kathleen Wynne, for God's sakes. Just say, I'm for Kathleen Wynne. I'd like Kristen Engel to be my congresswoman. That's all you're saying. You gonna, you guys are really knocking on the doors for Kathleen Wynne? You gonna make it happen? I mean, even Trump can't stand Kathleen Wynne. She's probably been to Mar-a-Lago 8 times. Come on. And Carrie Lake? Get a life, people. We got to win general elections. So stop putting your upside... Put pictures of your dog and your grandkids back up. Get the stupid upside-down flag off. We're done with it. Bored. Boring. As Schweiker keeps telling you, find 10 people in your neighborhood and convince them to vote Republican this year. That's it. Go do that. Go write 10 people in your sphere of influence that you think may be leaning Democrat and go take them out for coffee. Can you do that? I know coffee is expensive, so let's call coffee 10. So 10 of those, that's $100 out the door. Go spend $100 and take 10 of those people in your life out for coffee and go, you going to vote Democrat? Are you insane? So I'm sure this whole thing about me poo-pooing people talking about the Jesus comparison, this will be in my Dave and Betsy tribunal coming up on July 4th. All right, let's go to break. We're playing Big Don's playlist today. And, my gosh, off the Going for the One album, the world's greatest rock band, yes, doing wondrous stories. Here we go. I need this in my life right now after that rant. 6:55 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Caller said, and we've heard this line many times over the last few days, the Stalin line, show me the man and I'll show you the crime, right? I'm with you. Danny Sawaya wanted to thank me for calling out our brothers and sisters on the Jesus-Trump comparison. So let's go to Windows XP, hanging out with the Tiger Lily. What's up, my friend?
Morning, Chris. Good rant.
Well, once in a while, the old blind squirrel finds a nut, you know?
Well, he's... I won't even call them Democrats or progressives or liberals. These leftist Marxists. I mean, I'll vote for a rhino at this point, a hippocampus.
Hippocampus, very good.
Dude, it's all hands on deck. I mean, and as far as wind goes, bro, I'm a huge China Watch fan.
That's good.
And I miss that show. And you know what I mean? You got to go where you're needed. And Tucson needs China Watch, I think, more than her in office. And I'm just going to say that. And I was one of the few regular call-ins of that show.
Well.
But, Chris, there's some dynamic that's happened in the streets. I didn't see any shopping carts, no people. There's just a different vibe. Or, I don't know, is someone going around taking them? Or?
So, I don't know if we're going to have time. So, there's two things that happened in this whole situation. So, the city of Tucson reported that last month there's over 900 homeless fentanyl camps within the city limits of Tucson right now. 900.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that was pretty interesting, so one of our listeners was talking about on Valencia and Park, there was a RV that had a whole bunch of cars always parked around it on a vacant lot, right?
Now, I go through there, Chris. I do because the Tucson Marketplace has a Quick Trip now by the Whataburger, and I cruise right through there. So on this cycle, I will be appearing there. So I will.
No, actually, I'm going to tell you why you're not going to be appearing there. So we sent our buddy Keith went over there to check it out. And say, it just felt Shot like really fired. Weird. This RV and these on somebody else's dirt, right? Someone else owns it, but this is whatever was going on here. Well, anyway, that RV is now officially toast and burnt down and on fire. So it was on What's Up Tucson. It could be Breaking Bad too.
Maybe they're filming. Who knows? But hey, there's an RV. RVs do appear dry docking, boondocking. periodically, but it's just, if they're there just for a night and gone right at the crack of dawn, it's usually just some wayward traveler.
I think
the RV thing's kind of run its course, Chris, but I'm telling you, do they have like some big magnet truck that's just sucking the shopping carts off the blocks?
I don't know, man. So it could be that RV could be an FQT, a fentanyl quick trip. So you just never know.
RVs, just avoid them. They could be dangerous. And then also there's a shopping cart corral up at the Walmart up there on North Oracle.
Okay.
There's like a camp and they have a bunch of carts parked like a corral.
It's the town just keeps getting more special every day
it goes on,
Christopher.
They're like their horses now.
It's their covered wagon. Your mic's not on, so we're never going to hear it. Anyway, we'll be right back with Dr. DeFilippo and then Danny Zalesko, concert promoter.